Welcome to the Go Hard Chick podcast. This is your host, Crystal Holmes. And today I bring you a quick mini episode, episode 33, where we're going to jump into the benefits of magnesium. Go Hard Chicks, we're going to continue talking about important vitamins and minerals. I see that many of you found the information I provided about vitamin D helpful. So periodically, I will jump on here and highlight a vitamin and mineral. So today, we're going to get into magnesium, which is often a forgotten mineral, but it is so vitally important. But before I jump into that, I got a rant. From here and there, I'm going to just jump on here and do some ranting. And today's rant is about weight loss. Now, I know we're at the top of the year. It's the beginning of a new year. And a lot of us have made, you know, new year, new me resolutions. And we all have these weight loss goals, right? There are a lot of diets out there and a lot of 30-day challenges. Heck, I just did a 7-day sugar detox challenge. Now, I don't have a problem with the 30-day challenges and the 7-day challenges and the 60-day challenges, but what I'm seeing is, Go Hard Chicks, is some of us are doing these challenges forever, however long they last, and then we're stopping. And we go back to the same poor eating habits and behaviors. Understand that the goal with these challenges should be to give you a jump start so that you continue, not stop after 30 days. Now, if you have a short-term goal, for example, okay, that's fine if you want to stop. Like, for example, I might have a short-term goal every now and then where I want to do a new or another photo shoot. And I know I want to drop a couple pounds so I can get ready for that. So I might do a quick little 30-day something, you know, 2 weeks something, just to get myself right. But for me, the overall health goal is to remain healthy 365 days a year. So it's a lifetime commitment is what I'm trying to get at. Now, I'm not trying to sit here and preach to the choir. You know, I'm not trying to put judgment on folks. I have struggled with my weight. I've tried over the years many different things until I got into my groove and realized that really it's a lifetime change and not a fad diet. I mean, I've tried years ago over-the-counter diet pills, fad diets like, what was that thing called? The lemonade fast with the lemonade and cayenne pepper. Oh, I don't even think I lasted a day on that one. And true story, I even tried liposuction on my thighs and it didn't work. Now, back then when I was going through all of this, I might have lost a few pounds, you know, and I felt good, but then it didn't last. If you want lasting change, most of these fad diets and quick fixes are not going to get you there. It's going to take lasting and lifetime commitment. Now, I don't know about you, Go Hard Chicks, but I personally, I don't want to be in that cycle of up and down weight loss and weight gain. It's not good for our bodies nor our minds. It encourages depression because you get into this cycle of asking yourself why you can't keep the weight off. For years, I hated the way that I looked. I hated the way that I looked so much I would never wear shorts. I know what it's like to look or to go into a dressing room and to look at myself in the mirror and not like what I see. Well, I don't struggle with that anymore because I made a lifetime commitment to myself and my health. And not only the physical side, but the mental side. And more importantly, Gohar chicks, when you get to be my age, that's when the diagnoses come. That's when your doctor tells you, hey, you've got high blood pressure, diabetes, you're pre-diabetic, you've got an autoimmune disease, or you might even have cancer. So I'm not, at this point in my life, I'm not eating for weight loss, okay? I am eating for life. I eat for health. And if you eat for life, Gohar chicks, I promise you, the yo-yo dieting will end. Gohar chicks, I want you, I want all of us to eat for health. So in beginning this journey of transformative health, I first want you to make sure you are visiting your doctors for your yearly health screenings. That means your gynecologist, you need to get your mammogram if you're of age, get your physicals, see your dentist, get those eyes checked. You need to know where you are. Get your blood work done and all necessary screenings. Number two, once you know where you are and where your numbers are and the status of your health, then you need to set some goals. If you desire to lose weight, ask yourself, what is the goal weight? And I mean by this, at what weight will you be happy and not have the desire to continue to lose weight? And, you know, this number should be a number you can realistically maintain. And number three, you need to get to work. You need to assess your weight loss goals and your health goals and make a real lifetime, lifelong commitment. You must be intentional about your physical, mental, and spiritual health. You got to devise a plan. Going on a quick fix diet where the calories are only 800 calories a day, that's not a lifelong plan, Gohar chicks. That's going to set you up for failure every time. You're going to lose the weight. You will. But once you come off of that diet, guess what? The weight is going to come back. I recently read a figure that within a year of weight loss, the average person in less than a year gains back all of the weight. Why? Why? Why are we on this up and down yo-yo? Because we are jumping into these quick fix diets that don't last because we're so desperate to lose weight. And if we just switch the way we look at this and eat for health, the weight is going to come off. Enlist the help of a personal trainer, a doctor, or a health coach if you need it. Partner up with a friend with similar goals so you can hold each other accountable. Schedule your exercise and your workouts like you do your appointments. Plan your meals in advance. And most importantly, Gohar chicks, do your research. So that's the end of my little rant. Now let's jump into magnesium. Well, first of all, what is magnesium? Magnesium is the electrolyte gatekeeper of our cells. It lets potassium and calcium in the cell to conduct electrical currents that are responsible for our heartbeat, the contraction and the relaxation of our muscles, nerve firing, ATP production, DNA repair, and so much more. We also need magnesium for vitamin D. Now, we talked about vitamin D in episode 31. We need the magnesium for vitamin D to be converted to its active form, which serves so many critical functions in the body. Now, if you want to hear more about vitamin D, please go back and listen to episode 31. But without magnesium, vitamin D can't do its job. And low vitamin D levels increase our risk for infection, broken bones, hormonal imbalances, and even chronic disease. Because magnesium is responsible for so many functions in the body, a deficiency means that at least 600 different processes are negatively affected. As a result, we can develop symptoms that make us feel like we're not functioning at our highest potential. Now, once again, Go Hard Chicks, keep in mind, you all need to do your own research. Nothing on this podcast and on this episode is medical advice. And you got to get into the habit of doing your own research about various treatments, vitamins, foods, and minerals. So what are the benefits of magnesium? Really quickly, magnesium is involved in hundreds of biochemical reactions in the body. Magnesium is a mineral found in the earth, the sea, plants, animals, and even humans. About 60% of the magnesium in your body is found in bone, while the rest is in muscles and soft tissues. In fact, just about every cell in your body contains and needs magnesium to function. One of magnesium's main roles is acting as a helper molecule in the biochemical reactions continuously performed by enzymes. Number two, magnesium may in fact boost exercise performance. During exercise, the body may need 10 to 20% more magnesium than when you're resting. Of course, this depends on the activity. But magnesium helps move blood sugar into your muscles and dispose of lactate, which can build up during exercise and cause fatigue. Number three, magnesium helps to fight depression. Magnesium plays a crucial role in brain function and mood, and low levels of magnesium are linked to increased risk of depression. Some experts even believe that low magnesium may cause many cases of depression and mental illness. Magnesium has benefits that may help fight against type 2 diabetes. Studies suggest that about 48% of the people with type 2 diabetes have low levels of magnesium in their blood. This can impair insulin's ability to keep blood sugar levels under control. Number five, magnesium can lower blood pressure. There are studies that show that taking magnesium may assist with lowering blood pressure. Number six, magnesium has anti-inflammatory benefits. Low magnesium intake is linked to chronic inflammation. Now, we've talked about inflammation before on this podcast, and we know that inflammation is one of the drivers of aging, obesity, and even chronic disease, and even cancer, Go Hard Chicks. Number seven, magnesium can help prevent migraines. This was interesting to learn, Go Hard Chicks, because I know so many women in particular that suffer from migraines. We know that migraine headaches are painful and debilitating, but some researchers believe that people who suffer from migraines are more likely than others to be magnesium deficient. In fact, there have been a few encouraging studies that suggest that magnesium may even prevent and even help treat migraines. Number eight, magnesium reduces insulin resistance. Of course, we know insulin resistance is one of the leading causes of metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes. Fortunately, increasing magnesium intake can help with insulin resistance. Number nine, magnesium may improve PMS symptoms. Okay, now. Yeah, we know premenstrual syndrome is one of the most common disorders amongst women of childbearing age. We know those symptoms: water retention, cramps, tiredness, and the irritability. But interestingly, magnesium has been shown to improve mood, reduce water retention, and other symptoms women have when dealing with PMS. Number 10, magnesium is safe and it's widely available. The U.S. Food and Drug Nutrition Board recommends that men take 420 milligrams of magnesium a day, and women take approximately 320 milligrams a day. Of course, most people aren't even coming anywhere close to these guidelines. So getting enough magnesium from food is tough, and most people aren't really even supplementing. Needless to say, you can get magnesium from food, and you can get it from supplements. Again, go hard, chicks. Don't take what I say. Talk to your doctors. Figure out how much magnesium you might need to take. I touched on the fact that you can get magnesium from your food sources. So here are some sample food sources where you can get magnesium. Pumpkin seeds, spinach, Swiss chard, dark chocolate, black beans, halibut, almonds, one of my favorite, cashews, mackerel, avocado, another one of my favorites, and even salmon. Oh, I love some salmon. But like I mentioned before, it can be tough getting enough magnesium from modern diets. Getting enough magnesium is vital. Many foods contain it, but there are many high-quality supplements available as well. So the bottom line, Go Hard Chicks, is getting enough magnesium is essential for maintaining good health. Be sure to eat plenty of magnesium-rich foods or take a supplement if you're unable to get it from your diet alone. Without enough of this important mineral, your body is not going to function optimally. Go Hard Chicks, thank you for listening. I hope this quick mini-sode was helpful. If you enjoyed this episode or any of the Go Hard Chick podcast episodes, please leave a rating and review. Like it, share it. Share it with your friends, your family members, your coworkers. We like shares here. Thank you for listening, Go Hard Chicks. Take care.